Last year, a 16-year-old Cameron Mayhew was walking to a school bus in Fort Myers. A car hit him, and he died a day later from his injuries.
The stop sign was out, the lights were on, and he was unfortunately struck and killed. The driver of the vehicle was penalized with a 6-month license suspension and a $1,000 fine. Now, some might say that justice was not delivered that day.
So on behalf of Cameron's parents, Cape Coral Republican Representative Dane Eagle says he filed a bill to try to raise the minimum penalty for someone who strikes and kills or injures someone at a school bus stop. It's called the Cameron Mayhew Act.
The penalties would be a minimum of 120 hours of community service in a trauma center or hospital. The driver would have to participate in a victim's impact panel session. There'd be a fine of $1,500. There'd be a 1-year driver license suspension, and there'd be 6 points on your license. Now, this would be in addition to any other charges that a prosecutor would decide to bring forward, but this would at least be the bare minimum that someone would be delivered if they strike and kill or injured someone at a school bus stop.
Eagle's bill unanimously passed the House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee. Another school bus-related measure that got unanimous approval came from Kissimmee Democratic Representative John Cortez. Citing a 2014 Florida school bus survey, Cortez says stopped school buses were passed more than 9,300 times in a single day.
During these incidents, the buses had red lights flashing and stop signs deployed. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, from 2004 to 2013, there were 1,344 people killed in school transportation-related crashes. That is an average of 134 fatalities per year.
And Cortez says current law treats the passing of stopped school buses on the side that kids enter and exit as a civil moving violation, subject to a $200 penalty for first offenses. So his bill raises the penalties.
HB 1427 reclassifies the passing of a stopped school bus on the side that children enter and exit as a reckless driving criminal offense. If found guilty of the first offense, the offender can be subject to $500 fines, imprisonment of up to 90 days, or both. It is hoped that this increased penalty will serve as a greater deterrent to behavior. That puts the lives of our school children at risk.
While Wellington Democratic Representative Matt Wilhite says it's a good bill, he believes it could be improved by including penalties for passing the opposite side of the stopped school bus as well.
It talks about the side that the children enter or exit. I think there's still a grave danger for the side that they cross as well. And I know there's that arm. And I would hope maybe, you, if possible, you would look at that as well, because the school bus is the object that stopped to protect them. They step out in front of that, away from that, to cross across the secondary lane if possible. And there's still as much danger there as well, too, I think.
And Cortez says he's willing to look into making that change. Meanwhile, the Senate companions to both Cortez and Eagle's bills have not yet had a committee hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.